Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the sun and fun capital of the world. It is the one, the only pro wrestling interviews. I am Dr. John Stamey here with you tonight. We've got the Amazing Velvet and a cast of characters that you won't believe. They're filtering in one after the other. I'm going to turn it over right now to the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, and a lot of other places, the one and only, the Amazing Velvet. Velvet, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Fun was had over the weekend. It was a long weekend. We also have Todd Saxon all the way up in Indiana. How you doing, Todd?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. The Supernatural. I'm ecstatic to be here, and I am really just looking forward to hearing about the escapades that went on over the course of this weekend.
Cool. Very good.
Heck
very good.
Yeah.
So as they start to filter in, John will tell us when people will come in, but I'm going to start it off. It was a surprise to see people in attendance at a show again, and that's remarkable because without the fans, we can't do what we really do, especially on the indies. So I want to thank the fans off the rip for coming out to the shows, any show, whether it's the show I was at in Augusta or any other indie show. So with that said, Tommy Feathers and the Amazing Velvet tagged one last time against Soul Patrol, Dion Johnson and Black Angel. And I'm going to tell you what, it delivered on all cylinders. And if you don't understand that, the video will be up. So yeah.
I'm seriously looking forward to that, man.
Dude,
you got to get some highlights of this thing in here. I know you sent me something. I can't open it, but line is in use, but I'm looking forward, man. Do tell. Tell us, please, brother.
Yeah. So
what happened?
I'm going to tell you, it's funny. So as the show opened and rolled on, and we were waiting to have our shot at Soul Patrol, we actually were summoned out first, and we went out and we hit the ring, and the fans are like, some of them have never seen us, some of them there have in Augusta, some of them have not, and you should have seen the look on some of these people's faces. It's like, ho, 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 ho. And so we hit the ring hard, and the referee was not having it because we were just all over the place. So Tommy Feathers pulled a Charms blow pop out of his pants, dropped down to one knee, and went to hand it to the referee, and the referee smacked it out of his hand. He goes, okay. He reaches in his trunks again and pulls out another one, bent down to one knee, goes to hand it to the referee, smacked that one out of his hand. He's like, okay. Well, since you won't take that, he dug around in his tights again, and then he pulls out a flower, and he hands the referee the flower. The referee is like, oh, my goodness. And he threw it out to the fans. It was funny.
That's awesome.
By the way now, Velvet, we have the one and only 803-307. The scariest man in wrestling is this sinister.
Yep. Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing tonight?
All right. So I'm telling them about the Simply Sweet versus Soul Patrol, and then we'll get to you, Sinister. So so the referee wasn't having any of our shenanigans and jumped out of the ring several times to get away from us. He even tried to take his shirt off and give it to Dion and Black Angel and say, hey, you guys take this shirt. And nobody was having any of it. So the match started, and Tommy Feathers and Deion Johnson squared up first. They rolled around on the ropes, rolled into our corner. He let go of them, and I pinched Deion Johnson right on the tush. And he's screaming and hollering and yelling at the referee. He grabs Feathers.
I'll bet.
They roll around the ring again. I get him again. And he's mad at that point. So we finally play a little bit, get it. I'm trying to get in there with him. So I finally tag in and I said, I want him. So I point at Black Angel. Black Angel gets in the ring. What's he do? Right off the rip, and I should have known better. I want to do a test of strength, so I stick my hand up in the air. Soon as he touched my hand, he kicked me right in the stomach. And he started putting it on me. I'm like, man, this ain't right. I was trying to be a gentleman, you know, or whatever.
whatever the amazing velvet can do, yeah.
He beat the crap out of me, and I ended up tagging Feathers back in. They beat on him. And then the sad thing was we both had managers. And obviously our managers were not on the same page with either team, their manager or our manager, because unbeknownst to us, I got hit in the face with baby powder, and Deion Johnson got hit in the face with baby powder. It was a double pin, 1, 2, 3, shoulders down, no winner. The match was thrown up because there was no distinct winner, and we were like, what has just happened? So I'm like, this is ridiculous. So we kind of get out of there and let them jump up and down and yell and scream. And so here's what brings me to another point. You got a big man here in Sinister, and I thought he was my friend, but apparently he's not my real friend because of what he told at the show. This man is big. He's wrestling a Lucha Libre style guy, easily beating this guy. No, what does he do? He has a pair of brass knuckles. And I'm like,
say it ain't so, Sinister. Say it ain't so.
But that's But that's not the kicker. Not only did he knock the young fella out, he decided he okey-doked everybody there. He told everybody that he was going to turn over a new leaf. He was going to find God. He was going to do all this stuff, and then he proceeded to knock out the referee and then jump on him and beat him with those knuckles to a pulp. And he goes, y'all bought that, huh? He goes, y'all bought that line for me. I'm like, oh, he okey-doked everybody. Then some rookie trying to square off with him, something said, I know you ain't looking at me. And he said, if I wanted some, I could come get some. Now I'm going to tell you something, Senator. You may be all out in a bag of chips, but these youngins, I'm a veteran. And veterans don't play that mess. And I'm going to tell you something. I already own a victory over you, too. So don't think that ain't going to be in the back of your mind if I come back there and I ask the powers that be, put me in a cage with you. Let's see how you roll then. What do you think about that?
Hey, sounds like a good idea, because I do remember that loss I took, and I got to avenge that. So that sounds okey-dokey to me.
Oh, okay.
Now, Sinister, this is Dr. John. Where did that loss occur? What city?
Oh, it was down here in Augusta, Georgia.
That same one, baby. See, that's what, I know he's been chomping this to bits. I know he's been waiting to see the Amazing Velvet. And he was like, I hope the Amazing Velvet gets better so he can step back in that ring. Well, I did. And they all said, well, you know, you had your retirement ceremony and all. I did, but you know what? You know, you never say
You're
never
back.
In this business. Well, you never say never in this business. I'm not going to say I'm back, but I tell you what. He rubbed me the wrong way last night in Augusta. I've never seen this man like this. Now, I knew he had a mean streak, yes, and I knew he is all that. But to do what he did to a guy smaller than myself was and the referee. Dude, why did you beat that referee, man? I mean, please explain it to us.
Oh, the referees, they've been cheating me all this time. Every time I get to win a match, they reverse it. First of all, the guy hit me in the jaw with the brass knuckles. And everybody act like they didn't see it. I got knocked out. And then the guy threw the brass knuckles down to me, so I had to use them back. You know, like you say in the Bible, turn the other cheek. He turned mine, I turned around and turned his.
Okay, I get that. But
I'll say one thing that I learned tonight. When Sinister says turn the other cheek and Velvet says turn the other cheek, they're two very different things.
Absolutely. Hey. So, and he's going to say the same thing that Soul Patrol said. See, he's going to say, enough of the jokes, enough of the playing of the games. I get that. You want me to be serious, I can be serious. You know? So, because I'm going to tell you something. You might not want that. Because you remember that alter ego that I used to have? Was Dynamite Dave Deuce. If you push Velvet hard enough, that man might come out the closet, and you don't want that. You might want to stick with Velvet. You might want to stick with Velvet.
I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal. I'll make a deal with you.
All right.
You bring him out. Not only will you bring him out, you pick any partner of your choice. And I take both of y'all on in a handicap match.
Oh, there it is.
Tell me you did not just say that.
Oh, yes, I did.
He did.
Okay. Okay.
Any
guess what? Okay. Just for that, it will be a reunion of the greatest tag team that WFJ ever saw. Awesome Andy Anderson. And Dynamite Dave Deuce, you got your match, buddy. You make it happen.
Awesome Andy Anderson. That rooster, you won't bring him out of retirement to fight me?
Oh, don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. You need to worry
don't
about
worry.
Me.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. I got you. For him, I'm going to bring an extra pair of brass knuckles.
Oh, okay. You might need them. You might need them. So,
this is gonna
now
be
that I've... Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I'm going to tell you something. I ain't seen you in a lot of years. You've gotten a little bit bigger, but you've gotten a little more careless. So, and it proved on that youngin' you wrestled last night. You got careless. You dropped your guard and you got caught. And it can happen again.
I give the young man his props. He's an athlete.
He gave it to you. Yep.
He did, but he just wasn't good enough. So now I got to face Dynamic Dave and any partner of his choosing.
You
I
know
guess
what? You know what? And if Anderson can't make it, now in the event that Anderson can't make it, you don't worry. I got a bag full of guys that are ready to come.
You just bring them.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't even care if it's a woman. You bring them too.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Susan
Please
Green,
don't
right?
say that. Yeah, don't say that
okay,
either.
Okay, Stellar Steven is with
yes.
us. Steve Logan, how
All
are
right.
you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just carry on, trying to get caught up on what happened yesterday.
Oh, we got all of us got okey-doke. It was a double pin. The match got thrown out. I got my shoulders pinned, and Dion from Soul Patrol got his shoulders pinned because our managers didn't do the right thing and threw powder in. My manager threw powder in my face. Their manager threw powder in his face. We didn't know that was happening. So we both got rolled up. Each member of a team was pinned. They threw the match out. So
wow.
It was ridiculous. And then Sinister, old big behemoth he is, decided to knock out a referee and his opponent with a pair of brass knuckles. And the referee was probably 80 years old, and the wrestler he was wrestling was a young Lucha Libre type guy. And but yeah, he was a good pure athlete, but you know, he didn't have to do that. But you know what? I see he's whining about, oh, I lose all my matches by disqualification because they be cheating me. Well, if you didn't cheat and you used your brain, maybe you could win some matches. You ever think about that?
Well, yeah, but do you ever think about every time I get in the ring, I got the whole entire audience, not to mention the upper management against me. They always taking my title. I'm always getting suspended, so I don't have any allies in the back, which I can't trust. So, yeah, I use brass knuckles.
Okay.
And matter of fact, I may even start using a crowbar. I just never brought it out yet.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That man going hard. All right. Well, I tell you what. I can't do nothing about that. And I can't talk to upper management because I really don't care. The only thing I care about is seeing you step through those ropes and you are standing across from me. That's all I care about. How's that?
Oh, that's fine because I had Johnny Swinger on my hit list. But I'll just go ahead and put you in front of him.
Well, you know what? I'm probably better than him anyway.
Oh, really?
He's been around for a hot minute, too. But you know what? You know what? You probably going to hurt him before you hurt me.
Oh, and how do you feel about that?
Hmm?
So you think I'm... Oh, so you can go, you bold now, huh? So
no, you can hurt him, but you ain't going to hurt me. You might hurt him before you hurt me. Because, see, I'm smarter than the average wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Explain that no-win victory against Soul Patrol last night. You couldn't even beat them.
Managers got in the way. I got no control over the manager.
Oh, now it's the manager's fault. I don't have a manager.
Hey, Velvet, who is your manager?
Reginald
Who's
Vanderhall.
Your manager, Velvet?
Reginald Vanderhall.
What was he doing messing around with us? Reginald,
I don't know what he was doing, but all I know is they had the same idea, and it backfired on both teams. Got no control over that. So guess what? I didn't cry over spilt milk like Soul Patrol did. We didn't cry over that. Okay? We're not criers like Sinister and Soul Patrol and, you know, others that want to whine and cry.
Oh, really?
You know
oh,
what?
Cool.
Son, let me get this straight. All right, go ahead. Tell me something.
Let me get this straight. You, your partner... Sugar Plum Express, that is. You your partner and a manager versus another tag team and they partner with a manager. And you guys couldn't even get the job done, and I don't even have a manager. All I had was a pair of brass knuckles, and I took care of at least two or three people by myself.
Yeah, but you didn't get the job done because you got the loss, and you whining about it.
Yeah.
If you
well,
hadn't done
carried?
That, yeah, so they got carried out, but you still lost, and you still worried about L's. You got one from me. That's called a loss. It's still in your brain to this day that I beat you for a title with a Hurricanrana over the top rope, and you hit the floor, and I won. You still whining about that. You whining
yeah,
about last night with brass knuckles to hit a little stick dude and an 80-year-old referee. Come on, man.
Yeah. And that little stick dude sitting
that
at home
like
with
a
broken
jaw.
He got a broken jaw, but guess what? You still got a loss. That's why you mad. It ain't the management's fault. It ain't the referee's fault. It's your fault. You did it on your own. You got caught.
Yeah. Oh, I got caught.
You got caught. You got the match got thrown out. You got disqualified. You got caught. So I tell you what, bring all your bag of tricks. Bring everything you can stuff in your boots. Bring everything you can stuff in your tights. Bring everything you want to bring. Because guess what? You ain't going to have 5 seconds to pull one out to hit me with. Because I'm going to be all over you like a bad habit.
Oh, you really think that? Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming.
Hey.
And bring
you
that.
You started
fairy
this last night. Listen, I'll bring a fairy tale. I'll bring my fairy godmother. I don't care. My thing is this. You shouldn't have spoke to me last night the way you spoke to me. I thought we were friends. Obviously, we are not. Tell you what. Don't sing it, bring it. That's what they say, right?
You sided with the rest of them Valley Hillbillies against me last night. What you expect me to do? And then you
I
got this
I expect you to be a man.
I was a man on my own against 60 people. And then you got this little American rookie coming out here trying to be, I guess, Tom Cruise from Top Gun or
right.
whatever.
Well, no rookie needs to be out there. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But my thing is this, at least he had some gumption because everybody else ran to the locker room but him. I was over signing autographs at the table and – you started running your mouth, and then you're going to look at me sideways. Bro, that was the wrong thing to do, bro. You should have paid attention to that little youngin.
Yeah, well, ask that little youngin what happened the last time he wrestled me. He got his jaw cracked. So what makes you think your jaw won't be cracked?
Because I'm smarter than you, and you know it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but I tell you what.
You got all them muscles. You got all that brawn and strength, but you haven't learned nothing in 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
this
man.
This coming from a guy that got a partner that looks like Peter Pan, and you telling me I ain't got what it takes.
Hey, Peter Pan, Pinkie Pie, it don't matter what you call me or call us. Don't even worry about him. He's not coming back. He had closure. With his career. He's done. He got his Hall of Fame induction trophy, which he cried because he should have. You know what? I don't know if Dr. John at this point wants to even ask you to be in that Hall of Fame because guess what? I'm a Hall of Famer there, and Hall of Famers get a vote. So guess what? You know what I vote? I vote no.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
vote no.
Dr. John, I'm sorry, the Sinister, I think you are about as good as they come, and I am on your side, buddy. You got it. You got
not
the Sinister.
No.
You don't have to mess with those people because you got me that is voting for you. I would not
oh,
vote
boy,
for you.
Here
I think
go.
You're incredible.
Yeah.
Now, Velvet.
Okay.
If
you got one on your
start
side,
some
so
bad
one
blood.
One.
Well,
I vote yes.
Velvet, if this is gonna. If this is going to start some bad blood between you and me, well, it's going to start some bad blood because I am on the side of the one, the only Sinister. Sinister, you got the right man on your side, okay?
No, Lord.
Thank you. Finally, somebody that got
maybe you. But then maybe you need to get with him, and he needs to come to Augusta, and maybe he can be your advocate or whatever, because he can't watch your back, because he'll be rolling in there in a hover round to try to get in the door, and it probably won't fit through them doors anyway. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Well, Sinister, you and I are we.
Come on.
Who is going to have your back, Dr. Jones?
Okay.
What?
Somebody say
something?
Yeah.
Did I get yelled at? Well, don't yell at me.
Well,
I'm just Dr. John.
We're waiting for you to finish the thought. That was hilarious. Actually, I like this. Let me tell you, I did not see this coming. I thought we were going to be talking about yesterday and all this. Boy, this show has taken a twist. Oh, my God. We got Sinister. You got some Anakin Skywalker in you. I'm digging it.
Yeah, because this old candy-licking fruit booty talking about a match that he won over me a couple of years ago now because he's in the Hall of Fame. Well, I tell you what, you enjoy your Hall of Fame because after this match, I'm going to send you to the Hall of University Hospital with the rest of them punks and that referee.
Okay. Well, I know that referee is already – I already know that referee's there because of you. That's all right. He got a big candy heart full of chocolates from us. So – he'll be all right.
Yeah, he got this big Hershey kiss rolled right across his jaw last night with them brand knuckles.
Yeah. I tell you what. But you know what? You had to use brass knuckles. Rufus R. Freight Train Jones used that soup bone, baby. It was all him, his own fist, his own knuckles. That's called a soup bone. You know what you got? You got a twig sandwich.
Twig sandwich.
Yeah, you had to put some brass knuckles on it to make it a soup bone. You take them off, you got a twig sandwich.
Okay. All right, then. You keep talking, smart guy. Because when I grab you by your little neck, I'm going to squeeze every bit of sugar out of you that I can get.
Hey, I might like that. Yeah, see what you started? Uh-huh. Keep on.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
Now, seriously, you are a jiu-jitsu master, you are an MMA master, and you are a wrestling guru. But, like I said, you've made some mistakes as of late. You need to go back and look at those films of the last few matches and look at your mistakes so you don't repeat them with me. Because if you make a mistake, I am going to capitalize on that.
Okay, then, little guy, I'll tell you what. I have went back and looked at those tapes. And some you got to understand, that luchador is the fastest of a mosquito. How in the world do you expect me to stay up with something like that? So I have to use my advantage to do what I have to do in the ring. Ric Flair did what he had to do in the ring. If a guy was bigger than him or whatever or a little bit faster, yeah, he did what he had to do. That's why they call him the dirtiest player in the game. But at the same time, he's the greatest of all time, just like me, after I beat you.
Okay. Well, that would mean something if you were the greatest of all time like Ric Flair and you're not going to be on that level with him until you beat me. That means you need to beat me to get there. I like that. I like that a lot. And I tell you what, I don't care. Tag match, non-tag match, cage match, whatever. Bro, bring it. Let's make it happen. I'm not one of them scrubs from the valley. Remember that. I'm from Chucktown, yo.
You from Chucktown, huh?
Yeah. I'm from the Charleston, baby, the Chuck. We don't play that. We don't
uh-oh.
Play down like
you,
the French.
You, Velvet. You better watch out.
Yes.
The one, the only. L.A. Tank is here.
Oh, L.A. Tank, look here. My man. Where's he at? I don't hear nothing.
Well, I thought it was L.A. Tank.
Why
wait, no, it's 803-920. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. It's 803-920. Who is that? Identify yourself.
You know who it is, you sexy devil velvet.
Hey, listen. This old chump stain on here called Sinister, I done challenged him, and then he challenged me back. I told him he'd made mistakes. He had to use brass knuckles on that little kid. Then he beat the referee up with him. I said he couldn't do that to me. I told him I'd do a one-on-one or a cage match. And then he upped the game, said, how about you bring a partner, it'll be a handicap two-on-one. I said, you don't want that. Trust me, you don't want that.
Oh, I want to believe.
What you think?
I want it just as bad as I want sweet potato pie. Bring it. I don't care who you got.
Damn, every time I call, I ain't eat it, and everybody talks about food. Damn it, Sinister. I'm hungry, brother.
Yeah, things got serious. Somebody brought up sweet potato pie. There's no more joking here.
Right.
No, exactly right.
Sweet potato pie is
serious.
That's
serious. That's right.
Now, we're going to switch gears. We're going to switch gears for a second. And just for a second, Sinister, I'll get back to you in a minute. Dr. John, would you do the honor in asking Mr. Tommy Feathers how his show was last night?
Tommy,
yes,
how was it? Was it incredible or what? Tell us. Tell us how great it was.
I think it was one of the greatest send-off for my career I could ever have. I'm blessed and honored to have been in the ring with some of the greatest talents in my heart. Velvet is always awesome. I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
I tell you, the Soul Patrol did an outstanding. They brought it to the table. They brought their A-game to the ring. And it was an honor and a pleasure to be in the gentleman in the ring with such professional athletes at that caliber. And Sinister, you're no slouch either, you big sexy devil, I promise.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I tell you.
I'm going to make you blush, baby. Ain't nobody going to get you to blush.
That is strong.
I have a lot of respect for Sinister. He is Sinister. He's one of the powerhouses in the business. A cut gentleman that works his ass off to maintain perfection. And that's
absolutely,
no
but he's got a problem, though. He's got a little heat. We got a little heat, brother.
Well, the heat, besides the heat, I'm just paying kudos to the athletes that they are. You know I'm going to always praise the athletes.
I know that. I know you are. I gotta keep him in my mind, though. You know, he says I'm old, I might forget about it.
I mean, it's always a challenge. The next step is always a challenge.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I'll tell you now, you're going to have a match on your hands. If you people haven't seen it, y'all need to go see it. Sinister is a cut, chiseled giant of manhood with arms and chest. I tell you what, this man is ripped completely ahead. It would be a mistake not to go see this professional athlete.
Oh, absolutely.
And Velvet has the psychological warfare to bring it to you on the same level of knowledge versus strength and speed. I mean, he's a multi-year veteran, a few years more than you, and in those few years he might have a trick up his sleeve and run on the beat. So it's going to be a high. Going to be a challenge, Don't underestimate Velvet. And I'll give you both kudos. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a match. I want a copy. Send me a DVD.
We got you. So, Dr. John, on behalf of the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, we were able to present Mr. Tommy Feathers with his Class of 2021 Hall of Fame Trophy Award to him at the show.
And thank you.
And
well, he deserves it. I'm gonna tell you, Tommy Feathers has been a great wrestler for a long, long time. We all know it, and we were so proud to have him in the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. By the way, that's class of 2020, Velvet.
Oh, 2020. Well, I thought it was this year we did it.
Well, it was this year, so it was 2021 on the awards.
It was 2021. It's
it is
okay.
2021.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's right. I don't know. I'm just crazy. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I thought he was screwing with us when he said that.
Right, me too. I'm like, wait a minute.
John got in my closet stash, Velvet.
He might have. You never know. He might have been up there. So Sinister was going to say something about, I guess, the Hall of Fame or something, or you. I don't know.
I'm saying that Tommy Feathers is an awesome athlete. Very well deserved.
Okay. Yes, it
Thank
was.
You.
Very well.
Great man indeed.
Thank you.
Well, look at that. A moment where everybody agreed. Can we all have a group hug and sing Kumbaya now?
No.
Yes.
No.
Kumbaya.
Well, that's
I wanted a group hug. I wanted a group hug.
What?
You know,
you
want
a group
hug?
Hug.
With a unicorn.
Well, you, yeah, you got one yesterday. Got a big one, too.
It was good.
I'm going to tell you something. There was a comment made after the show by a wrestler that said, you guys look like you never left the ring, and your chemistry together was impeccable. And I thanked that person immensely. I said, you know us. You know, it was going to happen at some point. I'm glad it happened. In the fashion
yeah,
that it
well,
did.
We had to bring.
So,
there was so much unfinished history with me and you, my brother. And I think we have that closure to start the next level of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, even if the powers that be at Bad Boys of Wrestling don't see fit to have me work Sinister, that's fine. I hope Sinister can make that happen in some way, shape, or form. Or whatever, you know, he says everybody's against him, but we'll see what happens. The one thing is I don't like is he beat up our 80-year-old referee.
Yeah, I beat him up. That Elmer Fudd, idiot-looking referee. Can't even do a three count right. Every time he counts. The guy got kicked out. And you wonder why I knocked him out. You wonder why I cracked his head
off. Well, Sinister, next time you have him as a ref, what you do is carry you a bottle of Geritol to the ring and make him eat two or three Geritol before he starts wrestling a match, brother. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Geritol pushes a lot of shit.
Hey, look, you know, my nightly nightcap is Geritol with a Metamucil chaser.
Good Lord. Listen.
Sinister, get hold as hell. I'll tell you. I'm just saying.
Well, Sinister still looks like he's in his 20s. So.
Oh, my God.
He
looks wonderful.
He's in good shape. I gave him that. I gave him those kudos when I saw him, but. You know, I just don't agree with the things you're doing. That's all. And it got me a little rubbed me wrong when you stepped to me last night. So, you know, I'm not going to apologize for what I said on here. I'm not. Because you know what? You know better. You're smarter than that. But you're just making some bad mistakes. And you're going to make one with me. You're going to make one with me and I'm going to capitalize. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Okay. Let's do the math on this.
Okay.
Steiner
math?
Any kind of math. You say you beat me a couple of years ago, right? You got the win on me. Is that correct?
We had a match, yes. And I beat you for a title, yes.
All right. Second thing. Tell me if I'm wrong. in that match, did you not have Tommy Tubbs and Susan Green help you defeat me?
How'd they help me? You eliminated them.
No. Remember, somebody chop blocked me in the back of my knee. And when I turned around, I saw all three people.
Well, I tell you what. You know what? Say, did it happen or didn't happen? Because you know what? I don't remember. Because it wasn't a few years ago. It was a lot of years ago. Maybe Tommy Feathers knows. Maybe Tommy Feathers did it. Maybe Susan Green did it. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. All I know is Judy Martin was on your team, and I owed her, too. And I wish she was still able to get in that ring because I'd slap her, too.
Oh, by the way, where is Judy?
Probably in a convalescent home somewhere. What? Dr. John knows where she's at.
Tell me,
y'all
get some snack tonight, brother.
Hey, listen, man. I'm old and crotchety. I had to watch my best friend and tag team partner get to do what he wanted to do and have closure and finish his career inside the ring with me. Win, lose, or draw did not matter. We got to finish it together. That's what counts.
Let me tell you this. We did it at Bad Boys Wrestling. It was a wonderful show. I thank Mike Ellison, the man in charge. His daughter's running the business now. He's just behind the scenes.
He's booking it.
He's booking it. And I wanted to thank him over your show. And I wanted to thank all the workers that come to me, including Sinister, for all the years of support and friendship and enemy times and in between. I mean, we're not always
right.
Going to see eye to eye.
No, we're not.
And,
you're right.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I can be pissed off one minute and happy the next, you know?
Exactly.
And if you got heat with Sinister, God bless you, brother. I want to, you know, get the match to me. I want to see it. I don't know.
I got you.
It's been too many years ago. I don't know if I clipped your legs, Susie clipped your nut leg, or Velvet. I don't remember. If I did, you probably deserved it at the time.
Woo!
If I did, I'm not saying I did. If I did it, you deserved it. But that's neither here nor there. I will tell you, you know, the past is the past. Let the past go on. Last night was such a great moment for me to even see
Absolutely. You
and see Velvet and see some of the faces that I've known for 20 to 30 years. Soul Patrol, Dion, I wrestled him his very first match 31 years ago.
Now,
let that
yep.
Wow.
That's a long day.
Yeah, and then you wrestled him in your final match.
In my his first match and my last match. And no time
and
in between have I passed Holy Cross.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was meant to be. It was an amazing thing to bear witness to be involved in it
and
to watch it go down. So.
Black Angel come out of retirement just to be a part
just
of
it. Just to get a piece of us. Just to get a piece of us one last time. We got
and
him
I'll tell
off
you,
the
I'll
couch. Go ahead.
He lit my head up last night.
He about took my head off in his boot.
Oh, he got me good. I tell you, that brother wore my ass out.
Yeah,
he
got
me too. He got me with a stamp and return postage. He hit me so hard, I thought he hit me with a roll of quarters, and I had to give him 20-cent change back.
Now, that's funny. I like that. That's good. But that whole show as a whole, I brought a buddy with me. He said the show as a whole was something he was missing because he had gone with me to several other indie shows to look, to watch. And he goes, those other indie shows had nothing on the talent and the caliber stuff that happened last night. He goes, Sinister, Zane Riley and Caitlin, us, the other black dude that was out there. And then he saw Michael King. He saw Michael King in another indie show, and Michael King is in here, and he goes, oh, okay, he wants to see what he wants to do here. So he thoroughly enjoyed the entire show. So, but
well, I just want to send kudos and props to everybody there, to Mike, to the whole the whole bunch of guys in the room, dressing rooms. It's an honor and a pleasure to get to work with y'all one last time.
Yeah, man, it was.
Oh, yeah, congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction, brother.
Yeah,
well,
I
tell you what, I started to lose it completely. If it wasn't for David saving my ass with his speech, I would have been a little bubbling, gooling baby over there. Because I tell you what, it touched my heart.
And it was good. Go ahead.
I don't want to do a hijack thing. Velvet, you said there was another match you wanted to talk about last night.
Oh, I wish LA Tank had come on. I wanted to talk about what they did. The Gorilla Squad was at Shockwave, and Papa Stro was doing commentary on at that show, and that show was being filmed for television. They have a television show, Shockwave does. So I was very interested in that. But what are you talking about? Are you talking about me and Sinister?
Well, Seth, but you said that there was a substitution in a match, ended up being a match that stole the show.
Okay, so Caitlin Marie was supposed to wrestle Bambi. Bambi didn't show up. So we had a guy in the locker room named Zane Riley that's just he's a motor mouth, he's a know-it-all, he thinks he's the best thing happened to wrestling. Well, he got beat by a girl last night. And it was awesome. Spec trying to get a hold of that footage now so that I can post that footage on my YouTube channel so everybody can see it. And then we can say, look at you, buddy. You got beat by a girl. Wow. It was awful. But it did steal the show. That match was good. Hard hitting. You wouldn't think so, but it was hard hitting. It really was. If I get the footage and y'all get to see it, you're going to be like, wow. It was very, very hard hitting. They stole the show. Now, I would have said Sinister, but when you have to cheat to win and beat up a referee, you don't steal the show. You ruined the show. You buried it. Yes.
Now, Velvet, watch out now.
Did you get some awesome
don't
heat?
Don't say that to Velvet. To Sinister. Don't say that to Sinister, man.
Well, man, you beat up an old man referee who couldn't defend himself. You had Juventud Guerrero wrestling him. The guy looked like him. He looked like a younger Juve. Sin, I don't know how much he weighed. Probably, 180 pounds, soaking wet? I mean, Sinister is, 260? Maybe 255, 260. He's massive. Why did he have to do that? That's all my question is.
I don't want to meet Sinister in an alley. I don't want to meet him in the middle of the street. I don't want to meet him in Walmart. The man's a monster. I'm being real. If I was still working, brothers, that's probably what my last night. And I had heat with you like Velvet does, I'd be thinking the match awful hard. And the only way I know I can beat you with my skill set is to get inside your head with psychological warfare.
Exactly.
Brother.
Thank you.
And I'd start sending you love letters in the mail and photos of me and you. But I'll cut your picture out and post it next to mine so we're kissing.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. You might get something in the mail this week, buddy.
There you go. That's why I'm changing my address.
He's changing his address.
Oh.
I don't blame you, Sinister.
That's right. I have to give the kudos and props to Sinister. He is one of the best built athletes in the business.
Oh, absolutely.
Period.
He went to the power plant, for God's sake. There is no power plant anymore. It's
he
just a bunch of clowns.
He is
the
power
plant. Right, exactly.
He's a nuclear reactor fixing to go to Chernobyl.
Well, guess what? I want to see it. I want to see it. You might think I'm crazy, Tommy Feathers, and I might be a little bit crazy. But
you are a little crazy. Well, not a little. You're like
short bus riding,
with the window, bicycle helmet wearing fool.
The word you're looking for is certifiable, Tommy.
That's all good. Whatever.
He's beyond certifiable. He's got the whole book, not just the letter in his hand. He's got every shrink in the country wants to write him crazy papers.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's why I love him. But, you know,
I've ran with you for so many years. I love you too, brother.
Oh, my God. I love you, man. It's so much fun doing all that. I mean, to Merlin's in Columbia. Places in North Carolina.
Cherry Hill, North Carolina. You right wave a hand.
Oh my.
Chesney, South Carolina.
Chesney, Spartanburg, of course, Columbia, Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
So many places in between, too. It's, like, ridiculous. But, you know, we did it the old school way. We did it the best way we could do it. And I tell you what, it was a great time. So, okay, we got about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to tell you right now, I want to hear from Sinister what you got to say before we close this out.
Okay. I'm going to do my best to get that match made. And I hope it get made. Because if you try to use that sugar and spice combo that always helps you win matches, I got a little surprise for that. And it ain't going to be no silk and lace. It's going to be a bit lemon going right across your jaw like I did Elmer Fudd last night, wherever he may be at home.
Okay. Well, like I said, we sent him a box of chocolates today. I know he's in the hospital at the University Hospital. That's all right. That's all right. Tommy Feathers, what you got, buddy?
I just like to say thank you to everyone for the 30-plus years, almost 40 years in the ring. Without the fans, there wouldn't be no Tommy Feathers.
Exactly. Amen. Todd Saxon, what you got?
Man, as always, it's a joy to be here. Quick reminder. Stay smart. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Big hugs.
Yes, sir. And one thing that I can say tonight that was not used on the show tonight was our safe word. Turkish midget prison porn was not used tonight. And no midgets were hurt in that saying.
Thank you. I'm still looking for Sasquatch porn as a safe word.
What's that?
I say one.
I'm still looking for Sasquatch porn on next safe word.
Yeah, can't find it.
That's right. Oh, my God.
All right, Sinister, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say to Tommy, hey, congratulations. Hey, I love and respect you, and you're an awesome guy. And I could tell, man, by your demeanor, by knowing you, Dave, and everybody through the years, and I just want to say I'm glad you're a friend and glad I always knew you.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you so
that
much.
Man. It meant a lot to you were on that card.
Look, I'm not going
to – It meant a lot for you to be on the card.
Yes, it did. Yeah. I've got to see faces I haven't seen in 20 years. Think about the last time we seen each other. It's almost 20 years ago.
Oh, I know. It was good to have familiar faces. It was good to see Sinister still working, still doing his thing. Great. He looked great last night. We had some wrestlers in attendance that want to get back in the ring. So I already mentioned one earlier with Awesome Andy Anderson. He wants to get back in the ring, so we'll see about that. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know if that'll happen, but we'll see. But Sinister, yeah. You look good. We'll talk later. We'll
all
try
right.
to get a hold of that promoter somehow, way, shape, or form. We'll worry about that. Dr. John.
Yes,
Dr.
sir.
John, we need to get a list of people that we want to vote on for the Hall of Fame. And you and me and Susie and Stro and Michael Devine and Tommy Feathers and Crazy Train and Tony Rose, we all need to have a list of 10 to 15 people so we can vote on, okay?
That's right. We'll do it. You and I will talk about that tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right.
We'll get
her
done.
Wrap it up. Take it home.
I'll wrap
love
it up, take
I
it
love
home.
You guys.
And
I love you guys.
I
y'all
thank
have a great night, great week.
I want to thank everybody that was here tonight. We had a great show. We had a great time. Congratulations, Tommy Feathers. Congratulations
thank
to
you.
Congratulations to Sinister for laying the gauntlet down to the velvet. So we got a lot of great things to look forward to from Pro Wrestling Interviews. So we'll see you, Velvet. We'll see
yep.
you, Sinister. We'll see you, Stellar Steve, and everybody else that wants to come.
Oh,
we
I forgot
Stroll
about
will be back with
us. I'll see Stellar Steven at all his platforms, social media platforms. Sorry, Steve. Stellar Steven. Y'all go check him out. Guru of
thank
Japanese
you.
Wrestling right there. Guru. He's the man.
That's right. All right, we'll see you next week. Same bat time,
right,
same
guys.
Bat channel on the one, the only Wrestling
Pro
Interviews.
Wrestling
this
Interviews.
This is Dr. John live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we've had a great time. See you next week. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Be
later.
Safe.
Good night. Yes.
Good night.
Bye.